talkradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Is the time keeper, are we ready?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, urban theologians, I'd just like to go and address some of the inaccuracies put forward tonight by the first speaker of negative. Just look at the term negative. Negative in nature and negative in the theme here tonight. If guys aren't asking girls out, so does that not suggest we haven't quite reached that good man status yet? They're not. You said that's not good enough. Maybe they're not good enough. And before, you suggested, how many girls in the room have been asked out lately? And you asked for people to do a show of hands. There are less than 10 girls who have been asked out recently, and they've probably been asked out by the same bloke, and that was probably me. Tonight, friends, urban theologians, we are debating why a good man is hard to find. And this is because women have blurred our understanding of what a good man is, thus leaving a man incapable of being that sacrificing team captain that he wants to become. By setting the standard of what type of guy they're going to go out with, women set the standard as to the type of man men around them will aim for. Unfortunately, many women these days have not set standards that foster the growth of good men. Firstly, some women have set their standards so low that men do not need to be a good man to reach them. Look at Britney Spears, going to Gudrun. And half the, there's lots of people I could go on. These lowering standards in society has prompted many women to set up a defence mechanisms, which makes it very hard for good men to get to know them. We must work out ways of breaking down these unnecessary defences. On the other hand, some women have let the superficial mentality of a secular society alter their image of what an actual good man is. Although they want to marry a good man, originally defined by David, they also want to marry a guy who's extremely good looking, who earns lots of money, and is outrageously funny. So what has happened is that men to mean to be good men, as described by David, plus have all these extra superficial qualities. This standard is impossible to reach, so men have given up trying. As stated in Kristalina Evert's book on pure womanhood, some women who think of themselves as independent and liberated deny that need for male approval. They see it as a weakness. Perhaps because of lowering standards in society, they confuse the vulnerability of being open to love as weakness. In reality, it takes strength, wisdom, trust and courage to be open to the risks of love. It is not a weakness to desire love, ladies. The weakness is when we settle for less than love. She says, instead of looking for the ideal man, become the ideal woman and let him find you. Continuing David's theme, men will be good men when women recognise they need to achieve completion in their lives. Men can be leaders. They can be strong if given the opportunity. This is hard to do if they're treated as a thought or if they answer purpose. Some women may think that they don't need men today. They have their own income. They can start their own family by artificial means without a man. I think such women, which aren't the women in the room here tonight, have deprived themselves of the experience of the love and affection which a happy married couple enjoy each and every day. Even though Julia Gillard may claim that she's happy to leave her relationship with Tim as it is, he seems to think otherwise. Her confusing messages of love and marriage have clearly undermined her success as a politician, not because of her flawed policy platform, but if you see the recent polls, which are taken in marginal seats and seats all around Australia, which have families, everyday working families, as she's dubbed, they want her to espouse and aspire to family values and to have a loving and good relationship. The singer Beyonce claims that the girls run the world in a latter song. I think it's an application of the old saying that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So if women rule the world, where does it leave us men? Despite this, some women complain of the difficulty in getting men to commit to marriage. Now, why would a man commit to this if he's not being valued of what he can bring to a relationship? Isn't he just seen as another handbag to go round and around? The old Jack Jones song, for all those people in the room, you might know, Gordo, you might know this. The wives and lovers, urge the wives should always be lovers too. And avoid sending men off into the world while they have their hair still in curlers, or they may not see them again. Now, this is contrasted by Helen's Reddy's feminist war cry, I am woman, hear me roar, which has been influenced many modern women. If modern women are happy to personify the king of the jungle, what they're doing is requiring men to act like lion tamers with a whip and still to control this angry cat. How can you be compassionate or make a woman around you feel safe with a whip in your hand? Look, friends, urban theologians, really. Modern women have altered the image of good men so much so that they've blurred the picture, leaving good men confused as to what it means to be mature into a good man. When a woman sets the standards and allows a good man to fulfil his role, then he truly feels safe in her presence. If more women practice this, there will be more good men around. Thank you.
Radio.org.au